Kelly apparently getting real-time texts from an informant in the crowd during the Capitol riot. This is Kyle Cooper.
How to offer possible new names for military installations named after Confederates. I'm Mike Murillo. Thousands of gallons of sewage pours into a Montgomery County stream after a pipe collapses. I'm Luke Lukert.
It's 7 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Lisa Mateo. Terror on the rails as a train heading from Seattle to Chicago jumps the tracks.
According to Amtrak officials, the Empire Builder train 727 derailed near Joplin. Liberty County Sheriff's Office confirmed at least three people have died, with additional injuries reported.
KPX-TV's Katie Miller, the NTSB, is investigating. Education officials in New York City are speaking out after a judge temporarily blocks a vaccine mandate for school workers. WCBS-TV's Karen Dillon reports.
In a statement, a DOE spokesperson said, in part, "We're confident our vaccine mandate will continue to be upheld once all the facts have been presented, because that is the level of protection our students and staff deserve."
Migrant advocates are speaking out for the thousands of mostly Haitian asylum seekers sent back home from an encampment in Texas.
Inhumane.
Gurleen Joseph is co-founder and executive director of the Haitian Bridge Alliance.
Unfortunately, we are seeing the Biden administration continuing the same approach.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas rejected calls to stop the deportations.
CBS's Manuel Bajorquez in Del Rio. Democratic Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar visited Afghan evacuees at Fort McCoy in Wisconsin yesterday.
It was quite emotional, but also uplifting. The resilience of the women, the children, and the men here is incredible.
The base is currently housing more than 12,000 evacuees. A Denver abortion clinic is overwhelmed with patients from Texas after a law banning the procedure is passed in the state. More from CBS's Janet Shamlian.
The nation's most restrictive abortion law is forcing women to flee Texas.
Are you currently pregnant?
In search of clinics like this one in Colorado that can barely meet demand.
I am booked for the rest of this week.
CBS News had rare access to the facility in Denver, where nearly half the patients are Texans.
When is the last time that you've seen an influx like this in this clinic to this degree?
We haven't. We haven't seen numbers like this ever.
A popular reality TV star joins in the search for a missing traveler. Newly released video shows Dog the Bounty Hunter walk up to the family home of Brian Laundrie on Saturday and knock on the door with no answer. Dwayne Chapman hunts down people who violate their bail. He told Newsweek he wants to bring justice to Gabby Petito's death. Her family is holding a funeral in New York later today. And the best in Broadway will be honored tonight at the 74th Annual Tony Awards. It'll be held at New York City's Radio City Music Hall. This is CBS News.
The leading sign of COVID is a fever, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Try the Exogen Temporal Scanner and learn more at Exogen.com. That's Exogen.com.
7:03, it's Sunday, September 26th. 57 degrees outside right now. It's going to be sunny and gorgeous today as we head to the low 70s. Good morning, I'm John Doman. The top local stories we're following this hour. A new report says the FBI had an informant in the crowd during the January 6th riot at the Capitol.
The informant was texting a real-time account of what was happening to his handler. The New York Times also reports that the informant was a member of the Proud Boys. It appears the FBI handler did not grasp the severity of what he was being told, telling the informant at one point, "Keep me in the loop if there's any violence." The report also suggests that federal law enforcement had a far greater visibility into the assault at the Capitol, even as it was taking place, than was previously known. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
A Pentagon commission is working on finding new names for military bases that commemorate the Confederacy, and you've got the ability to offer some input.
10 Army installations and even 2 naval vessels are being considered for renaming by the naming commission, and this includes 4 installations in Virginia. Fort A.P. Hill, Fort Lee, and Fort Pickett are named after Confederate generals. And Fort Belvoir is also being considered for a name change because after being renamed to honor a Union Army general, it was later changed back to Belvoir, which is the name of a plantation that had slave labor. At WTOP.com, find out how you can provide possible names for the sites and the vessels. The commission will offer its recommendations to Congress on October the 1st of next year. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
A Maryland court has ordered a new trial for a man convicted of the mistaken identity killing of a teenage lacrosse player. The Baltimore Sun says the Court of Special Appeals ordered a new trial for Sean Little in the 2018 killing after it came to light the judge had undisclosed communication with a juror. Little has been serving a 30-year sentence in the killing of 17-year-old Ray Glasgow, a Baltimore City College high school student. After Little's 2019 trial, it came to light the judge had communicated with a juror who wanted to leave early to catch a train. Attorneys in the case say they were not made fully aware of that. The Human Trafficking Institute, which is dedicated to analyzing U.S. efforts to prosecute human trafficking, has released its 2020 state reports, providing a look at prosecutions of trafficking in our region.
The Institute reviews federal criminal and civil cases to come up with the number of human trafficking cases, including sex trafficking and forced labor. The researchers have found that there were 16 active sex trafficking cases with 21 defendants and one active forced labor case in Maryland in 2020. In the same period, there were 8 active sex trafficking cases and 25 defendants in Virginia and one forced labor case. And in the district, 2020 saw 7 active sex trafficking cases with 12 defendants. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
If you live in Germantown, you may want to stay away from Seneca Creek.
On Friday afternoon, a collapsed pipe near Dawson Farm Road poured untreated wastewater into the stream. WSSC Water says it was over 10,000 gallons. Crews worked to access the spot where the 30-inch pipe collapsed, but told our news partners at NBC4 that the heavily wooded terrain was making it difficult. The cause of the break was not immediately known, but the terrain could be a factor. The same section of pipe collapsed last November and caused a similar overflow. WSSC says the drinking water in the area was not affected. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather, a murder investigation underway in Laurel after a car crashed into a building last night. It's 7:07.
Owning a business comes with pressure. There's a limit to what I can do and still keep employees engaged. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help me with hiring, training, HR administration, and compliance, while giving my employees competitive benefit options. And because I'm able to focus on other priorities, my employees can thrive and my business can grow. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
Dave Preston here. The NFL is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay bet with 3 legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. I'm liking the Bills' money line against Washington, the over on Josh Allen passing yards, and the under on first-half points. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game